Hi and welcome back to Discover Daily, your daily dose of the top stories from Perplexity's Discover feed. I'm your host, Alex, and my voice is powered by 11 Labs. In today's episode, we'll explore advancements in humanoid robotics, the skyrocketing valuation of an AI startup, and a tense standoff between Google employees and the tech giant over a controversial contract. Let's get started. In a stunning display of technological prowess, Boston Dynamics has unveiled a sleeker, more agile, all-electric version of its iconic Atlas humanoid robot. This next-generation Atlas is a far cry from its bulky, hydraulic-powered predecessor, sporting a streamlined design that eliminates visible cables and resembles other contemporary humanoid robots like Agility's Digit and Aptronic's Phoenix. But it's not just about looks. The new Atlas boasts limitless 360-degree joints, allowing for an unprecedented range of motion. Did you know that this incredible feature enables the robot to perform fluid movements and impressive feats like cartwheels and backflips that were simply not possible with the old hydraulic model? It's a testament to the rapid advancements in humanoid robotics, and it's both exhilarating and a little unnerving to witness. As Boston Dynamics gears up for pilot testing next year in partnership with Hyundai, the question on everyone's mind is, will Atlas surpass human capabilities? With its enhanced strength, dexterity, and agility, this cutting-edge robot is poised to push the boundaries of what we thought was possible. As we stand on the precipice of this new era in robotics, it's clear that the future is both thrilling and uncertain. Speaking of pushing boundaries, let's shift our focus to the world of artificial intelligence, where a Paris-based startup is making waves with its skyrocketing valuation. Mistral AI, a company specializing in large language models, is reportedly in talks to raise new funding at a staggering $5 billion valuation. To put that into perspective, that's a whopping $3 billion jump from its $2 billion valuation just a few months ago. So what's the secret behind Mistral AI's rapid growth? For starters, the company has developed a cutting-edge mixture of experts architecture for its latest open-source large language model, Mistral 8x22b. This innovative approach has allowed Mistral AI to achieve competitive performance while reducing hardware usage, as it activates only the necessary neural networks for a given prompt. It's like having a team of specialized experts working together seamlessly to tackle complex tasks. But Mistral AI isn't just resting on its laurels. The company has also launched its first commercial offerings, including an advanced large language model, a cost-efficient smaller model, and a ChatGPT-like enterprise chatbot. As Mistral AI secures more capital, it aims to keep pace with industry giants like OpenAI and make significant investments in new language model development. With its impressive track record and ambitious plans, Mistral AI is definitely a startup to watch. From the excitement of technological advancements, we now turn to a more somber story that highlights the growing tensions between tech employees and their employers. In a shocking turn of events, 9 Google employees were arrested during sit-ins at the company's offices in New York City and Sunnyvale, California. These protests were part of a larger movement against Google's involvement in Project Nimbus, a $1.2 billion contract with the Israeli government to provide cloud computing services, including AI tools, data centers, and other cloud infrastructure. The protesters, associated with the No Tech for Apartheid organization, demanded that Google withdraw from the contract, citing concerns over the potential use of their work in what they describe as enabling an apartheid state and potential genocide in Gaza. The sit-ins lasted for hours, with employees occupying the office of Google Cloud CEO Thomas Kurian in Sunnyvale and a 3-story common space in New York. The arrested employees were charged with trespassing, and Google responded by placing them on administrative leave and terminating their access to company systems. This incident is just the latest in a series of actions taken by Google employees over the past 7 months, including internal emails, rallies outside company offices, and even a die-in outside one of Google's buildings in San Francisco. It reflects a growing concern among tech employees about the ethical implications of their work and the potential for technology to be used in military operations or human rights violations. As the standoff between Google and its employees continues, it serves as a stark reminder of the complex relationship between technology, politics, and social responsibility in our increasingly connected world. Thank you for tuning in to Discover Daily. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to subscribe to Discover Daily on your favorite podcast platform and check out the episode description for links to dive deeper into everything we've covered today. You can also download the Perplexity app on Android or iOS to stay up to date on anything and everything. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Until next time, stay curious.